August moon. Oh, I got a boil on my thigh.
You're listening to WCBN-FM, Ann Arbor.
Tuesday, September 10th at 9 p.m., WCBN presents a free night at the movies. Join us at Arbor Brewing Company for a screening of a cult classic, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. Watch as rock and roll star Buckaroo Banzai defends the Earth from creatures from the Eighth Dimension. Tuesday, September 10th, 9 p.m. at Arbor Brewing Company.
So what? Big deal.
Hi. This is Michael from Post Prior. You know, being in a band is hard, but being in a band with a grouchy hypoglycemic is even harder. My bandmate Ben was an intolerable f***er for the longest time. Then I found out he was allergic to wheat. So remember, if the musician closest to you is sometimes unpleasant, irritable, or violently unpredictable, have him tested for a food allergy. Gluten-free is the way to be!
You are listening to WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Isn't the Beat. My name is Paul. We just heard a Shaped Noise with the title track to his LP, Until Human Voices Wake Us. That's out on the Opal Tapes label. Before that, Tiger Boy, which of course is Kid 606, with a track called With Attitude from a 7-inch that came out on BVM Test Records, probably 2000 or so. Before that, Funksterung with Aqua, AWKW. So, it's from the Break Art 12-inch that came out in 1996 on Music Ausstrom. I'm not sure if I played at the right speed or not, but I think I did. Before that, Sensate Focus with X, the first side from Sensate Focus 3.3 with an infinity sign over X. So, 3 1/3. And this is Cassin with Side B Track 2 from Coaster, a record that came out on Krem Organization probably about 10 years ago. So, I'm here until 6. 763-3500 if you would like to win tickets to see Lapalux at the Magic Stick Sunday, September 15th. Otherwise, keep it locked. WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. We'll be right back.
gonna make a gamble. Gamble all the time. Gonna make a gamble. Gamble all the time. Then gonna ramble anywhere, anytime. Scratch it, baby, scratch it. Scratch it all the way. Scratch it, baby, scratch it. Scratch it all the way. Hey, did I win? Don't know, doesn't say. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby, in the month of February. Wondering about you, baby. Worrying about us. Wondering about you, baby. Worrying about us. Wondering about you, baby. I don't mean to cuss. Shake it with you, baby. Make it go. Shake it with you, baby. Gonna make it go. Shake it, baby, shake it. It's like an Eskimo. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby, in the month of February. Millions and millions, you must, you must. Millions and millions, you must, you must. With $1 million, you can tell who's boss. So me and millions, from head to toe. Swimming in millions, from head to toe. Swimming in millions, like an Eskimo. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby. Ticket to the lottery. Buy a ticket, baby, in the month of February.
long mouth.
Thank you.
You are listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor. This is The Answer Is in the Beat. My name is Paul. I'm here every Saturday, 3 to 6 a.m. and online at theanswerisinthebeat.net. We're now hearing from Kato from The Beautiful Day 12-inch on Compact. This is Beautiful Day. Before this, we heard Dark Day with The Exterminations parts 4 through 6. On the Hands in a Dark 12-inch, which is a reissue of the Hands in a Dark 7-inch plus the B-side to a different 12-inch from Dark Day. That is a new 12-inch release on the Dark Entries label. Before that, Nagamatsu with Muslin from Shattered Days, also in Dark Entries. Before that, Stave with Minus 3 from the album Reform out on Fling Co. Sound System. We heard Henry and Hazel Slaughter with Side A, Track 5 from Endless Power Cycle on the Fedora Corpse label. Ken Jackson with Lottery Blues from his self-release CD called My Magazine. And Cassin with Side B, Track 2 from the album Coaster on Creme Organization. It is time for some concert information. Today is Saturday, September 7th, 2013. L1011 and Elliot Lipp at the Blind Pig at 9 p.m. The Dally in the Alley is happening all day in Detroit, 4632 2nd Ave, Cass Corridor. Also, Human Eye and Moon Harry Records presents Human Eye, Moon Harry, Destruction Unit, Soros Lords at Trina Sofs in Detroit. Floodwood and Dragon Wagon are at Magic Bag in Ferndale. Patti Smith and her band at the Majestic. Sunday the 8th, Shocked Minds, Fake Surfers, Heat Lightning, and French Method at Jumbo's in Detroit. and Carbon Leaf at the Ark, and Darwin D's Caged Animals and Fever Tongues at the Magic Stick Lounge. Tuesday the 10th, Megabog from Seattle, Actual Birds. Farewell show, last show here in Ann Arbor before he moves out to the West Coast. And Shells and Punishment at the Third Death Star on Main Street in Ann Arbor, 7 to 11 p.m. They have a curfew. Also, Wednesday the 11th, Peter Hook from New Order is at the Magic Bag, and he's playing the first two New Order albums, or songs from the first two New Order albums. Thursday the 12th, Blondie and X are at the Royal Oak Music Theater. Friday the 13th, CJ Boyd, Fred Thomas, Patrick Elkins, and Oak Openings at Arbor Vitae. Saturday the 14th, the Strange Beautiful Music Festival is at the MOCAD, 4 p.m. to midnight. Eric Copeland from Black Dice is playing, and several Detroit area avant-garde ensembles. Also, the Lakeway Festival is at Meadowbrook Music Festival. The Laneway Festival. It's in Rochester, 1 p.m. to 11 a.m. And also Lodestar, Mantis, Matt Clark, Sandoz, and Kenneth Klass at the Magic Stick. Also happening on Saturday the 14th is TJ Borden, Rebelkind, and Ben Willis at 1210 North Congress in Ipsy. Also, Paradise Hoax and... I can't even read this, but it's at Trina Soaps. The 15th, Sunday the 15th, Lapalux is playing at the Magic Stick. Doors open at 7, which is a little unusual, especially because they don't list any opening acts, but... Yeah, Lapalux at the Magic Stick, Sunday the 15th. I have tickets to that. You can go win tickets to that show. Give me a call, 763-3500. Also the 15th, Dranolith and Clay Rendering and Freeman, Borden, and Kane and Bill Corrigan at Trina Soaps. Friday the 20th, Pear Ubu and Gagarin at Trina Soaps. Wednesday the 25th, Bodyhead. Just Bill Gordon and Bill, Kim Gordon and Bill Nace, and also Gate and Tom Carter. That's happening at the MOCAD. Oh, and there's probably tons and tons of other shows I could mention to you. So I'll stop there. Concert info can be heard daily in the morning at 2:30, 5:30, 8:30, 11:30. Also at 2:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m., 11:30 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at 5:30 p.m. also here on WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, WCBN.org and the World Wide Web, 88.3 on the left-hand side air from Dial. I'm going to be here till 6. I do not like to overplay songs. I usually don't like to play songs more than once. But I feel like it's a good idea. The fact that we got a retrospective LP by Algebra Suicide means that I can't play Little Dead Bodies too many times. It's just not possible. So we're going to hear Little Dead Bodies by Algebra Suicide. And, 25 more minutes until Slipstream Radio's on, so... Keep locked right here, WCBN-FM Ann Arbor. And once again, if you would like to see Lapalux at the Magic Stick for free, Sunday, September 15th, 763-3500. Just call in. You'll win it. Okay? All right. Keep locked, WCBN.
Dear Paul, that we hear of famous people's deaths while on vacation. Perhaps it's so their funerals are not too crowded, with their loyal fans being out of town and all. Those celebrities are pretty clever. Someone dies every 8 seconds just to keep things even. It makes me feel shortchanged when I read the obituary page. Someone's holding back information. It also prompts me to flip through the telephone directory on sleepless nights, saying over and over. To business. I just wish it was less memorable. My high school locker partner Ned worked part-time for a mortician. Imagine dressing dead people, straightening their ties and fluffing up their hair so you can afford to take a girl out to the movies on Saturday night. Out with a boy who died. The hardest part was knowing that his body didn't just disappear on the bed the moment he left. I think that's what keeps me off of suicide. The idea that there's something left for someone else to clean up. How rude and inconsiderate. It's a pain to take out the weekly trash, let alone figure out what to do with over 100 pounds of flesh that's about to go bad. Be even worse in India, where there's a religious cult which believes you shouldn't desecrate any of the elements with the dead. Taking a shower, as if I moved to Antarctica, leaving no forwarding address.
is long.